I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, our very special guest is going to be Richard Blanco, the poet, and now the memoirist. His new book is called The Prince of Los Cocuyos, A Miami Childhood. It's a fantastic book, and I think it's on the way to becoming a bestseller. We're going to call him today. He's going to be in New York City. Our poem of the week, we have Nancy Lechuga. She is going to read a poem by Luis Gluck. So stick around. It's going to be a fantastic show. Richard Blanco, of course, is a very well-known poet, known for his being the youngest person to ever read at a presidential inaugural address. Also, the first Latino and the first gay man. But he's not just a poet. He is a great memoirist. You're going to love this book, The Prince of Los Cocuyos, which means Fireflies, A Miami Childhood. So stick around. One of the things that Richard talks about in his new book is how the Brady Bunch became the standard as a child, the standard for what he thought the American family was like. And I can totally relate to this. I think a lot of us used to watch the Brady Bunch thinking, this is what life is supposed to be like. Why isn't it like the Brady Bunch? Because my dad, he would come home from work. He would throw his metal lunchbox and his hard hat on the couch. He'd take off his shirt, and then he'd sit in front of the TV, and he'd snore all night long until dinner. And you'd see his tattoos on his body. He had this one tattoo of an evil angel diving into hell, and it said hellbound on it. Mr. Brady wasn't like that. Mr. Brady never carried a gun in his glove compartment when he went out drinking. See, my dad, he would come home after hours at a bar, and he'd tell me, hey, go get my gun. And I'd have to give him his gun. He'd put it in the glove compartment, and then he drove off. Mr. Brady was not like that. And that's the way it should be. Mr. Brady never told his kids they have to eat beans and tortillas because his salary somehow disappeared that week. Alice, you remember Alice the maid? Their maid probably made more money than my dad. But on the other hand, even though Brady Bunch became kind of this conservative model of what the American family was supposed to be like, it was actually kind of progressive in a sense, because both Mr. Brady and Mrs. Brady had previous marriages. And so it's probably the very first family sitcom in the U.S., at least that I can think of, where you have two people from previous marriages, previous kids, getting together and forming a conventional American family. And I would imagine that their spouses died. They were widows and widowers as opposed to divorce, because divorce wasn't really thought of back then. But still, it's a pretty progressive step if you think about it. Although I think after we started watching the Brady Bunch, we completely forget that there are two different families. If we thought about it too much, we might think, well, wait a minute. Here you have three pretty blonde girls and three handsome dark-haired boys all going through puberty one after another, living in the same house. Hello? You know there's got to be a time when Greg walks in on Marcia and she's changing and, well, they're young and their hormones are active and they're not really related. Well, you get the point. And how is it also in the Brady Bunch, out of eight people in the family, not one of them was gay? That's not possible. That is statistically improbable. One of them had to be. So anyway, now the modern family, if you ever seen that show Modern Family, that's kind of the standard now for the American family. It's the Brady Bunch of our time. They're a bit more progressive. They have a gay couple. They have a Latina. But it's still conservative in the sense that not one of the three families in this Modern Family show has to worry about how they're going to pay their bills. They all have really good jobs. They're all very professionals. And if you notice, the women, as sassy and intelligent as they are, they don't have jobs. Claire Dunphy, who is clearly smarter than her husband, doesn't have a job. Albeit, she got a job at the end of last season, but she worked for her father. Her father had to be the one to hire her. And then the Latina, who is sassy, does nothing but stay at home and please her husband. Yeah, she sasses him. But the fact is, the Latina has no job. So where is the progress? This is the modern Brady Bunch. And I think that children of our generation are going to grow up thinking family should really be like that. But unfortunately, there's still a lot of progress to be made. It's not really like that. I'm Daniel Chacon. Stick around and we'll talk to Richard Blanco, author of the new memoir, The Prince of Los Cocuyos, A Miami Childhood.